What is the lesson, though, from this in terms of defining talent? Is that the problem itself, that we've defined it in such a way that you have to be a success in one dimension?
Well, I think that's part of it. And I think that, you know, one of the things that we point out in the book and the others have pointed out in the past is that, you know, talent is a variable thing. Ability is a variable thing. And some kids are going to be, you know, developing their skills at later ages than others. And, you know, of course, we all know the story about Michael Jordan getting cut from the basketball team as a sophomore. Imagine if he had quit. I mean, probably in this day and age, he probably would have, or he wouldn't have made it that far because, you know, his body hadn't caught up with his ability yet. And I think that, you know, I think as parents, we can't really know from the early stages whether our kid is going to be a superstar or not from the early stages. We have to let time tell. And I think that points to another important point in terms of what our book tries to do is that, you know, it's hard to be a parent this day and age. There's a lot of pressure on parents to put their kids in the best positions. And, you know, when parents are watching their kids play, they feel tremendously invested. And I think that it's really important for parents to sort of check themselves and say, you know, why do I want my kids playing the sport? Am I bringing particular energy to how I cheer, to how I watch them play, to how I talk to them after the game? Is that actually helping them or hurting them? You know, and do am I really going to be able to know that from talking to them, or do I need to check in with my spouse to watch other parents and see what they're doing with their kids? And I think this is a really important step and a hard one to do, because I agree with Peter. I don't think it's parents running around being out of control and they're terrible, but I think all of us as parents are vulnerable to losing perspective because we want our kids to do well, because the promise of greatness, of college scholarships, of making money through sports is very seductive. And we need to ground ourselves with the realities, you know, like, for example, Fred Eng's group has, you know, the National Alliance for Youth Sports says that a kid who's a high school varsity basketball player has a 1 in 30,000 chance of making the NBA. And I think that having those statistics as parents in the back of our mind helps ground us and say, okay, you know, what are we trying to do here? What is sports going to do for our kid? And how can we make sure they're enjoying themselves and developing at a level that fits where they are?